down.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I have done that before. I do a lot where it's like, I'll think of a punchline, like a really good bar, something I want
to
say.
We'll build something to
and
it.
And I'll just build something. I'll write the first three to it throughout the entire day and think of it. And then at the end of the day, put it together, you know. It works.
My thing is it'll fire me up.
Like, yeah, nice.
Dude, like I was up at 2 a.m. just writing. I was up until 4. Literally, I was just writing for 2 hours. Writing, rewriting, writing, rewriting.
Right.
Until I liked what I had. And it's not perfect. It's still not perfect. I usually rewrite the poems a couple times. I go, I'll proofread them, then rewrite it because I'm like, oh, that doesn't convey what I wanted to get across. Or that that idea isn't clear. So like I'll go back and I'll try to fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. We have such similar processes with, I guess it is both writing in a sense.
It's creative. Yeah, it's creativeness, right?
Yeah, so I got some Christmas stuff up now. I actually wish I could get some stuff on camera, but the way this is set up, I can't put like lights on the wall. I can't do shit like that. But I felt really stupid.
Okay, hit me with it.
What do you got? I was at Big Lots.
Cool.
Getting the I already had the tree from last year. I was getting Christmas lights because I couldn't remember if it had it. I got a wreath for the door, but I need to get like some nail that can fit in the spot that's in there.
right.
When I was checking out, I had a bunch of shit, right? So I'm checking out and the woman was like putting all the shit in bags and then there were two items left. So the box of lights that I have has like a handle on it. So you could just pick the box up by itself. You don't need to put it in a bag.
Right.
And then there's the wreath. Those are the last two things. So she bagged everything else and then she's just staring at me with those two on the counter. And I wasn't really sure what she was getting at. And she picks the wreath up and she's like, I didn't really want to put this in a bag because the decorations and stuff sticking out. So, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll just grab that. And I just stared at her again, like not thinking I could just pick up the box and leave. And she literally, like after 2 seconds, like caught me off guard. She goes, are you okay? And I was like, I'm sorry. And I was like, thank you. Have a good day.
Oh,
like,
my goodness. She thought you were drugged out.
Right.
Dude.
Yeah. What and I just fuck? Got out of work. Like, I stopped there on my way home and I felt hella fucking dumb. I was like, wow, why did I just.
It just wasn't clicking.
For some reason. I don't know.
Just like, she's like, are you okay? Are you fine? Yeah. Like, do you need me to call somebody?
Exactly. That's like, really she was concerned. I was like, oh, shit. I don't know. I felt really dumb and I didn't realize that. I guess I just thought she was still bagging. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not. That's. That's awkward.
Yeah, it was awkward.
Yeah.
Everyone was waiting behind me, too. There was
I'm sure you've done more awkward things.
Yeah. Recently, that stuff.
Things that'll live with you fucking forever. You'll think about something that'll happen like 10 years ago.
Right.
You're like, I can't believe I did that shit.
Right. Ridiculous. I mean, a lot of those times I was pretty fucked up. So those times where I think they were justified in those scenarios.
True.
Yeah. Do you have some where you were like sober and you just did something like
sober?
Dumb as fuck.
Oh yeah, big time. I do a lot of dumb shit, dude. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. All right. So this one time, not even this one time, I was learning how to drive. I was 16 and I felt confident that, you know, I could drive and I could park and I could do shit. And my mom got home. She was doing groceries. So she pulled up to the front of the house. And then after we did the groceries, I said, Mom, I'm going to put the car away. She goes, be careful. Don't hit anything. I'm like, Mom, I got it. Don't worry about it. And after a while, she goes, no, just leave it there. I'll take care of it. I'm like, no, I got it. She's like, no, leave it there. I'm like, I got it. And I didn't listen to her, and I left. And I get in her car. I back it up, and I try to back into a garage. I don't pull into it. I back into it because I'm like, I'm really going to be a fucking smartass about this.
Okay.
And I mean, it's not as bad as it could have been, but I fucked up the side view mirror.
Yeah, okay. At least you didn't back into something.
It came right off.
Oh, yeah, my God.
It came right off. It was hanging by wires.
What? Dude, you had to back in pretty aggressively for it to.
I just backed in and I don't know, dude. It just went flying off. And I stood there, car parked in the garage, and I just looked and I just go, I went inside. I was working at the time and I had a little bit of money and I got like $150 and I gave it to my mom.
Okay.
She goes, what's that for? And I'm like, just go look at your car later. And she goes, no. And she went and the side view mirror was gone. Yeah, so I paid for it.
That's actually, yeah, that was pretty a good thing of you to do. I feel like I wouldn't have had the wherewithal to do that.
I just was just like, well, I'll just take this money and fix your car. Like, I'm so sorry.
That's hella funny.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was the parent in that scenario, I'd be like, okay.
Well, she honestly came back in. She goes, you're so fucking dumb. And she never mentioned it again.
You're so fucking dumb.
Like, that's it. And she just, because she's like, well, you're learning. You paid for it. And then she ended up getting it fixed. It cost like $180. And she just let me know after the fact, like, hey, you dumbass. It costs out of pocket $30 on my end, just so you know.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, sorry.
Jesus.
Yeah. That was pretty dumb.
That is kind of funny, though. I know there was one time I did a stupid thing like that driving where in driver's ed, like, I guess training in high school when you're like with the teacher and another student and shit. I was merging onto the highway, and I've already drove like 10 times at this point. So I was merging onto the highway.
Oof, and scary.
Yeah, I was a little like, I mean, you're obviously a little scared when you're like first learning, and I've done it 10 times, but being with this instructor scared me.
Not a good instructor?
She was a bit cunty, to say the least. Kind of, you know, yeah, she had a little cunty type of vibe to her. And yeah. I was about to merge, and I was going in perfectly, and she just yelled. And she was just like, slow down! And it scared me, so I flew into in between the cars.
Oh,
and I merged into it, but like for some reason her yelling like pushed me into it further, instead of going back. And then I was like, it's fine, and yeah, that was dumb. I should have just waited.
I mean, that's you know, that's understandable, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My shit was dumb because I didn't listen. Your shit was dumb because
I don't know.
You were just inexperienced.
It was jump starting, too. So, like, I could have just waited until that car passed. It only would have taken another 10 seconds. But
sometimes I still jump in. You know?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh, but I'm so much more
confident. I don't fucking listen. I just don't fucking listen.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you always not been have you?
I am a good listener now.
Right.
Like, I'm really good at taking like critique and understanding like, you know, when I don't do the right thing.
But I mean like in an authority type way.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like that too.
Yeah. That's a skill that I picked up working.
Okay.
You know, I like my second or third job, I was like, oh, I got to be a better employee, better listener.
Right. Okay. You know? Yeah. That probably didn't even hit me until I was like out of high school. I was working full time and
yeah.
Yeah.
Cause then you gotta fucking listen to people. I don't listen to people.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know more than you do. I don't know.
Right.
And they're like, I don't think you do.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, shut up.
Shut up. And it gets me in trouble. But it is what it is.
I was definitely that fucking kid too. God.
That's the excitement about it, man.
Yeah.
That's the excitement.
We should start. I actually almost forgot that we were still doing the intro.
Mm-hmm.
7.5 minutes in. Let's get this bitch going. Actually, he hasn't dropped a song in like 2 years, right?
Longer than
three
that.
Years?
His last album was.
I think he dropped a single though in the past 2 years. I think.
Yeah, I think he did as well.
It's like a hit
single. No, he didn't. No, he features on.
What's
shit.
That one? Down, 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 down.
What?
I can't think of it.
What?
It's a he has some hit song that's in the last year or two.
You use Spotify, right?
Yeah.
Who was your top artist?
Oh, I don't use it that much, no.
Okay.
Yeah. All my shit goes through YouTube now because it's like the Galaxy version of streaming music, like the Android version. That's free, I guess, is a good way to put it. They got rid of Google Play.
The free version? Come on.
Got rid of Google Play.
Come on.
Well, I have YouTube Red, so it's technically the premium music because of that.
YouTube?
Yeah, because
YouTube is like the most out of touch company right now, dude.
Oh, I mean,
it's crazy.
If you pay for the premium, dude, it's fucking seamless. That shit is like a night and day. It's a whole different program, in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of hard to pay for programs like that, though.
For what?
For like, I don't know.
For
like,
streaming?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think like, well, paying for like Spotify and shit. Like, I used to do that just because I wanted to support artists and then found out they got paid 1 cent, a tenth of a penny, or a hundredth or a thousandth, whatever it is.
You sympathize from an artist to another artist. Right. You sympathize.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if I want music, I buy it. So,
yeah.
That's it.
I feel you. I feel you, I guess. You know?
Yeah. Do you pay for a Spotify?
Dude, I haven't paid for Spotify in years. My friend put me on a family plan of his back in 2015. And I haven't paid for Spotify since.
That's a good deal.
But whenever we go out, sometimes I'll pay for them.
Yeah.
Which is a good amount of the time I'll pay for them. I'll be like, hey, I'll take care of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Dude, I keep doing that for fucking Jake and Haley. We'll go out and I'll just pay for their meals. And they're like, oh, like, why are you paying? I'm like, you guys just accept the fact that I love you and I'm going to pay for some meals.
I love you, damn it. I love you.
Like, I don't know. I always do that with people I'm cool with and close with. You know, we always say the planet's dying.
Yeah.
Hawaii's getting a blizzard, a foot high blizzard.
Oh, so we got to go to Hawaii before it's fucked.
That's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah.
Hawaii's never got more than a few inches of snow, right? It's even snowed, like.
I don't know.
That's fucking, I feel like that's a huge.
Actually, it's funny. I guess it's not that funny, but I met somebody that used to live in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I asked them how they even got to do that. And she was like, well, we were young. So basically it was like this young couple in their 20s, 30s, and they had a little bit of savings. And
okay.
They literally just moved to Hawaii. They went to Hawaii and they bought a house there and they just started working. I think one of them was a teacher and the other one was like a construction worker. And they just live there. I'm like, how does one even get to live in Hawaii?
Right.
Like, I thought you had to fulfill it. She's like, well, I'm sure it's different now. Like, in Bermuda, you have to be a resident of Bermuda or you have to be a part of, like, a college program in order to live there and or work there because it's part of the UK. Pretty sure.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Pretty sure. Yeah. But, like, Hawaii, I don't know if there's, like, criteria for it. Would you live in Hawaii if someone's like, hey, come down to Hawaii and perform rap?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really see why not,
to
be honest.
They'll pay you in food.
I would want to. Well, no. I'd rather get. I'd eat wild pig. I heard the wild pig there is amazing because it's like pork chop but more muscle.
Dude, I would fuck up some wild pig.
Yeah. You're not allowed to hunt them there. They have to do it.
Really?
Yeah. Like the government there has to do it because.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. I think it's like a shortage of food if they let, you know, people do it. But so I guess that would be like a question. Like, don't people worry about like in 100 years, there's not going to be wild pigs there anymore? And
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know?
let me put it like this. In Puerto Rico, we have a house built on a mountain. So I anticipate to be able to use that house until I die. But that house probably isn't going to be there forever.
Yeah.
You know, let's be real.
Yeah. I don't know. That'd be scary to me.
Dominican Republic's not going to be there forever either.
So you would live on a mountain?
I mean, we do.
Well, say on a, like a peak type of mountain. Not like the way at the top, but
we
like,
do.
Not geography, yes, but an actual mountain.
Oh, I don't know, man. It's too fucking cold.
That's what I would say. I feel like I wouldn't like the weather alone, never mind anything else. Like,
I mean, it's just windy. That's all it is. It's a lot of wind.
It's a lot of fucking wind, dude.
It's a lot of fucking wind.
It's a lot of wind.
But in Puerto Rico, we do live near the top of a mountain. Like, Jesus. Not at the top, but near the top.
Yeah. I don't know if I probably couldn't do that. Could you live somewhere other than America right now? Could you?
Could I?
Yeah.
Like personally?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, okay. I could too.
Fuck yeah, absolutely.
I hear people say all the time, like, oh, I mean, America's still the greatest place to live. It's like you'd die if you went anywhere else. I was like, you're tripping, dude. So many places that are beautiful and like people would die to live there. Never mind like fucking, I don't know. People are always so, America number one.
America. Got me some America.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
I wonder what the plan is going to do next if Hawaii is getting snow.
That'd be fun.
What if we didn't get snow and it just kept happening?
Oh, can you imagine that? Like Hawaii next winter it's like, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
Hot
I actually
fuck.
I'd fuck with that because I'd be like, down. Hey, like the planet's dying, but what up?
I've said this before on this podcast. Dude, this world's getting hotter and I'm cool with that. Yeah. I fucking like the
right.
I like the hot. I did not like the cold.
I don't know if we've talked about this, but this has happened before in the past, like, couple thousand years. Like, the planet goes through the cycle.
I mean, the cycle is just not so quick.
Yeah. I mean, we're approaching the ice age type thing again, but it's going to take, like, another 1,000 years. Like, this is the cycle. It goes, like, really, really hot. The planet gets drastically warm, and then it gets really, really fucking cold. And it does it over – pretty sure it's 1,000 years, but yeah. We won't be around. Who cares?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
We'll return to the void. It's all good.
Yeah.
No worries.
What if you, like, die normally in this life, right? Mm. And then you wake up in a future where someone took, like, your consciousness from this life and uploaded it into, like, some
– oh, that'd be amazing.
Bio body. But you remember everything from this life. So you'd be like, what the fuck? You woke me up? Like,
yeah, I'd be down. That'd be so dope.
I feel like I'd like it, but at first I'd be a little angry. I'd be like, I lived a full fucking life. I was happy. Like, why am I back?
You'd be angry?
Yeah.
No. Why would you be angry?
I feel like I'm going to get a lot out of this life. I don't know. I don't want to live another one. I don't know. I'm not the type of dude that'll live forever. I don't want that option.
Can we take a break?
Yeah. You got a shit? Yes.
I see.
I have no idea what we were talking about.
Yeah, let's just...
just going to fucking dive into something else.
Yeah, just jump into something else. 100%, dude.
I've peeped the Always Sunny podcast.
Okay.
Have you listened to it at all?
I've listened to snippets. Have you watched the new season?
I have.
What are your thoughts?
Have you?
Yes.
Okay, let's go into that right after the podcast bit because it's going to take a second.
Okay, cool.
Their podcast is the polar opposite of the show. They are like most genuine, nicest dudes I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, you've never like
seen them interact? Interviews. And they were on Whiskey Ginger too, so I knew like then I was like, oh shit, they really are like down to earth. But
super, especially Glenn.
Yeah, 100%. I just I didn't expect like they're just talking about the episodes and they're like, yeah, that was really fucked up. I can't believe we did that. And I was like, what? That was gold.
Yeah,
like,
that was amazing. Fucking amazing. Like, yeah, seriously,
it's really cool hearing that. Okay, I'll say this is something we're going to see a shit ton of for the next year or two, is that shows and sitcoms like this are going to do COVID-related things, pandemic-related. They're going to
– I wish they wouldn't.
I wish they wouldn't as well, but I will say I'm glad that they like to take their own spin on it, and like they're the reason why all those stupid fucking things were happening. It's like, okay – not a great starter.
yeah. So I was watching two nights ago, the Always Sunny episodes, and they weren't bad. I mean, I liked them.
Right.
But I was watching, I'm like, this isn't what Always Sunny is supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It makes sense, and it kind of fits, but it feels kind of like a force.
I'm not going to lie. I think
this is all political. I'm just saying.
I think FX kind of pushed that. I think they.
Oh, it was all Mac.
Well, I want to say Rob FX McElhenney, was right? Like. Okay, if you're going to do something like this and it's going to play off the pandemic, like, don't be too aggressive type of thing. Like, don't, like, because we're expecting some hard hits from Always Sunny. You know what I mean? I expect some fucked up shit to be said.
Well, I mean, they did, kind of. They did.
Yeah.
I was underwhelmed. It wasn't bad. I didn't hate it. I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10. I wish I didn't have to give it a 6 out of 10, though.
Yeah.
I wish it was an 8 or a 9 out of 10.
I think that the rest of the season, they'll like...
I hope they just don't talk about it
exactly
again.
They're just going to get it out of the way in the beginning. That's what I think they're doing.
The one part that I thought that was really funny and I really enjoyed and I thought it fit perfectly was a Rudy Giuliani and Frank's fucking hair dye.
Yeah. That's
what a straight grease.
Right. That's why that was funny. Like, okay.
There's a little bit where like Frank from the show made the hair dye for Rudy Giuliani that was dripping down his face. It was made out of like fucking Chinese motor oil.
Right.
And it's
right.
really funny. I thought that was great.
Right.
The rest of it, I could have done without it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I did think it was great how at the very end they showed all the things happening and then they just showed them like in the background. Mm-hmm. Like they're at the Capitol riots, then a bunch of other shit, which I don't think
that
was
one was
real.
Funny. No, that was super fake. Of course.
I think they just recreated the scene, but they did it really well.
No. You didn't notice? In the scene, they took the actual scene from the riots.
Right. And
but
then,
they
like,
just
zoomed
put themselves
out
in them.
And put like a corner shot of them in it.
Exactly.
With it. I thought it was done really well.
It was
like,
done
wow,
really well.
I like this.
Well, and then when they were like, oh, yeah, we're voting for Kanye West. It's not for
sure. Right, yeah.
I was like, all right.
I kind of knew they were doing that the whole time.
I didn't.
Because they kept saying they're voting for him. And like the way they were saying it, I was like, well, they just would have said Trump. The fact they haven't said him yet means they're going to say someone else.
I didn't catch on.
It went into my head, but I kind of, I didn't
know. I was a little naive about it, dude. Not even gonna lie.
You probably were just kind of taken back. You're like, oh, they're doing this.
Yeah, I was like, come on. I was waiting for it to drop, and it wasn't bad again. But yeah. I was waiting for
Did you see
else.
The second episode? Because they dropped two.
Yeah, what was the second one again?
Dude, Lethal Weapon Part 7.
That one was okay.
It was okay. I actually liked it a lot better than the first one, but I like the fact that they...
The first episode, yeah, 100%.
I like that they addressed the shit getting pulled down from Hulu and all the other platforms.
Did they really?
Yeah, that was the reason I think they dropped that episode in the first two episodes. Like, so
they said... because they wanted to be like woke.
Right, okay. And he literally said on that second episode, he's like, well, yeah, because the first two times, like, the blackface thing, that was really a bit much, and that's what got taken down.
And so, they also mentioned how they took it down from the library.
Exactly,
in the show. Okay,
yeah.
That kind of makes sense.
So they played into it. I was like, yeah,
so the library is the Hulu library.
Right, yeah. Or whatever platform, because I think it's taken down everywhere, like Amazon, Netflix. Like,
such a shame, because it's such a great fucking episode.
They
and
were
nobody
hilarious.
Was complaining. Nobody
yeah,
was complaining.
They were so fucking funny. It was just one woke person decided to take that out of the show, and they're like, ah.
Let me ask you a question. Can I do blackface?
Yeah.
Why?
What do Why? You, what's the well, tell me the premise.
Halloween.
No.
Halloween, I dress up in blackface and I pretend to be Don Cheadle in Iron Man, which is a weird character to portray.
If you have the Iron Man suit, the War Machine suit, then no, you can't.
I don't.
Yeah.
They're like, who are you? Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Okay. And what
like,
movie?
Get the fuck off.
And Iron Man. Well, you know, I'm just like, no, these are just normal clothes. I'm just Don Cheadle from the movie.
Before he suits up.
Yeah. I'm just Don Cheadle on the set of Iron Man. I'm not like actually from Iron Man.
Right.
No,
you should say you're
Why can't
roadie.
I do it? I have African in my heritage.
So that's what I mean. Just
my lineage.
Just be yourself. Painting an extra layer of a
Yeah, because
darker...
I want to be darker.
I don't know if I'm the right person to ask for this, but...
I don't think you are.
I don't think I am.
But I still think it's a good take.
I would say that, no, you shouldn't do that. That would be my opinion.
But I have African in my blood. I have authentic, genuine Zulu.
African lineage, yeah.
Zulu, Ghana, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Abakwabi.
Okay.
In my blood.
Yep. More. You can keep going. There's more.
Abueje.
Yep.
I got Abueje in my blood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And when I say more, I mean M-O-O-R, the African descent.
Yeah, I got more.
Yeah.
Abueje.
Yep.
Abakwabi in my blood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
So I'm saying if I do blackface, what's the problem? I'm just not physically black, but I got black
so
in me.
If you're not doing anything and you're just painting a darker shade on you, that seems fishy to me. That seems
All
weird.
Right, what if I just like to be in blackface? Like I just enjoy it. Like it's what I identify as. I identify
Man,
as,
you got to take that up with the black community. I'm not the one.
I am the black community. I am
Ask
a part.
Ask your brethren.
Actually, you know, that being said, if there's – do you know there's a subreddit called Black People Twitter?
No, but that's hilarious.
So there's a subreddit called Black People Twitter, one of the biggest subreddits out there. It's fucking huge.
Okay.
But in order to comment and or post on anything on their platform, on anything on their subreddit, you have to be part of their country club.
Okay.
In order to be accepted to their country club, you either have to take a photo of your arm, skin color, with your username on a piece of paper and send it to the mods. If you're black, you get immediately accepted. If you're non-black, but you're a person of color, like Hispanic, like myself,
okay.
I have to write, you know, where I come from, what's my intentions, and why I want to join.
Really?
And then I get accepted.
Wow.
But like Hispanics, basically non-black person of color.
Right.
But you know what? I don't like that term because, I mean, I'm physically not black. But to some people, that just doesn't matter. Some people are still going to treat me like shit.
Yeah,
I'm a person of color,
like
regardless.
Cops. Yeah,
people are still gonna treat me like a person of color,
yeah.
Even though I'm a non-black.
Like white
person of
CEOs
color.
And police officers. Yeah, 100%.
And if you're white and you want to join, they flag you as a white ally. You're not labeled as a person of color. You're flagged as a white ally. You have to write a note, letter saying why you want to join, what your intention is, what makes you a white ally.
Oh my god,
it's real shit.
A white ally. Oh,
yeah. I think it's a bit much.
That's a bit much.
That's a bit much. But, you know, here's the thing, though. They're fighting fire with fire because this is the exact same shit that little white, like old school white people used to do to black people. So they're just doing the same shit.
Yeah.
Opposite.
But I mean, yeah.
Isn't that adding?
I would say it is. I mean, a part of me thinks, you know, that they're coming from
layering.
Right. They're. I would imagine they're like, oh no, well we're taking it and it's our own thing, kind of like how they did with the N-word. But in my opinion, you're kind of just refueling the fire. You're putting. I don't know. You're almost justifying them saying that to begin with.
Yeah, and I'm not hating on the subreddit. I quite like it. I myself am a non-black person of color on that subreddit. I like it. I am on it quite a bit, and I agree with a lot of things that are said on it.
Right, yeah.
That one piece of it, I'm just like, I don't know if that's the right way to approach it, but it's too far gone.
It's still a little – that's a little funny to
me. I'm going to do blackface on Halloween.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. If you had the War Machine suit on and just decided to paint an extra shade of darkness on your face, I don't know if that would be that bad.
So like if I had the War Machine suit and I just – blackface, literally just my face.
I don't know. It looks.
And then I had like the
even mask saying it sounds, yeah.
Blackface.
I don't know. Maybe not then. Maybe.
No, I think you're right. I think we're onto something.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think we're onto something. I think that next year I'm going to be ambiguous, but not racially. I'm going to be in blackface and be like, who are you? I'm like, who do you want me to be?
Yeah, right.
I
okay.
I can be T-Pain. Right. I can be Don Cheadle. I could be hit me with other black people, Morgan Freeman.
I don't know if you're helping the argument there.
You know what I mean? No, I think that's helping.
Okay.
I think we're good.
All right. What if I
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you should definitely do it. I think
what if I do half black face? What if literally half my face is black and the other half is white? Think I could get in trouble for that?
No.
There's only one way to find out.
I really don't think you could. They'll be like, who are you? It'd be like, I'm Slade. I'm Two-Face.
I mean, I guess
I'm an idiot with a half can of paint.
I guess a lot of people would probably just look at me and think I'm like trying to represent a sports team.
True.
You know what I mean? Well. Just because I'm white, like, and why, I paint half.
Who's
the...
black? Like Germany? Like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Here you go, Germany.
Why not? I've never met a German black person. Are there German, black German people?
Yeah,
yeah, there has to be.
Yeah, yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I'm like college and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird that Always Sunny just brought us down that fucking path.
Yeah. Have you ever met a German Jewish person?
Yes, actually. Those are actually more common than
I haven't.
Regular Germans.
Oh, okay.
A lot of the Germans in Germany are of Jewish descent.
That sounds like a bag. That sounds like a mixed bag.
Right, I mean, it's unfortunately because the German ancestors raped the Jewish people and then they had kids.
Yeah, so. Man. Yeah, just,
you know,
there's
just
a little bit of raping in my life.
Yeah, that's the name of the episode.
Yeah. No, that should not be it.
Can't be at all.
That cannot be it.
Did we curse for the first 10 minutes?
Probably.
Probably, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're fucking morons. Yeah. 100%.
Just wondering.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What is to stop, like Putin hates everyone, right? Russian.
Putin hates everyone?
President. Doesn't he, like, hate, like, the
he
world?
He likes dogs.
Yeah.
You never seen that? He likes dogs.
So he hates people, I would say. Kind of generally. Bitches? Yeah, bitches and.
He likes bitches and.
Bitches and dogs.
And dogs.
What's to stop him from just, like, nuking everyone? Just ending the world? Like, is there, like, a spoken code of honor between like presidents?
I think we're one bad hand job away from a nuclear war.
I'm actually there with you.
I think Putin, you know, his next hand job, she's gonna go up too far and pass the head, and then she's gonna jam down too
hard.
Yeah,
she's gonna accidentally punch
and
instead
she's gonna
of
punch.
Open. Yeah,
and he's gonna be like,
yeah,
because that's the sound you make.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he's going to be like, send the nukes.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's going to be like, whoa, Putin, you're going to kill everybody. Like, we're all going to die after
he's
that.
He's like,
He's like, send the fucking nukes.
Now.
Send them now.
Now.
Go.
Yeah.
And where's this bitch's hometown? Send them there first.
First. So they're definitely not making it. There might be some survivors, but they're dead for sure.
They're for sure dead.
Right,
I think we're one bad hand job away.
I mean, that's a good point. Like, what if like an American prostitute was his like go-to and she
probably
just pissed
is.
Him off one day, you know?
Oh, probably.
And he, you know, bitches are the downfall of all great men.
How many women do you think he's killed over something like that? Do you think Putin has ever gotten a nut or tried to get a nut that just didn't turn out well?
So he killed her. Yeah. She was a starfish in bed. Right. Yeah.
And he got a girl. And he was just like, "You're the worst."
Yeah.
And he kills her. That's kind of funny.
My guess would be under 20, to 20.
Hey.
10 to 20. That's what I'd say.
Oh, woman?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying age. I'm like, let's not.
No.
That's not a good. I don't like that bracket. I should have clarified. I did not like that bracket at all, dude.
Yeah, no.
That's what I was like, I don't know about under 20.
Especially because I said 10 to 20 immediately after. No. I meant like, I think he's killed, to answer your first question.
No, he's killed more than
10
that,
to 20
dude.
Women.
He's killed more than that.
Just
dude.
For not nutting properly, though, yeah. I think.
I think Putin likes a tongue in the ass.
I think he's killed more dudes for that same reason.
For a tongue in the ass? I think Putin has gotten blowjobs from men and then killed and be like, "You fucking faggot."
Exactly. He's that like a – he's the dominant like, "I kill gays, but I'm going to fuck you in the ass by showing it to you."
Exactly.
Type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's like, "To show them who's boss, I'll give you one night last."
Right.
You know.
Right.
Good – okay.
Yeah. We're just going to clip this and send it to him. America's done.
Do you think he would care?
No, not at all.
Be like, "Oh, Americans."
Yeah.
You know.
The fucking, I can't do it Russian. Well, yeah,
what was that, dude? The fucking.
Fucking.
The gabagoo. Like fucking Italian.
Almost Italian. Yeah. I don't know. I, for some reason, just think like, if one president really just wanted to, like, he could just blow up the planet.
All right. Putin comes, like, you get home from work at 6 p.m.
Okay.
You ate dinner. You're chilling on your couch watching TV. Putin knocks on your door. You don't know. You go outside. There's a bunch of security guards. They're like, "Come with me." They take you. They put a bag on your head, drive you 5 hours. You're in a room. Putin's sitting on the other side of the table. You're like, "What's going on?" He goes, "Show me something cool right now, and I won't kill you.
Or I won't blow up America.
Or I won't..."
Okay, kill you is good enough, yeah.
No. Oh, I won't...
Kill your family?
Kill you with this hot iron rod that I'll insert into you anally.
Oh, that'd be such a bad way to die.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So what cool thing are you going to do? What cool, slick stuff do you got for us?
Let's see. So I'm pretty much... I'm a circus animal.
You're like, "Do you got a deck of cards?"
And I have to impress someone. My life depends on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Want
to see a 5 second jerk off? He's like, "No, I don't want to see that."
Well, he has to deal with whatever you have, right?
It's true. Yeah, yeah.
You're like, "Hey, this is my shot, not yours."
All you have to do is impress him.
Right. I'm going to do a backflip and land on my hard penis.
Oh. That sounds awful.
Yeah, that would probably – I'd break it in half. I don't know. What would you do? That would – I can't think of something like – I'd start singing and he'd just shoot me in the forehead. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, a hot iron rod.
Yeah, sorry.
Burning, molten iron rod.
So you're just – all right. So the setup is when they take the bag off your head, they put you onto a table, strap your hands down, and pull your pants down. The rod's already ready.
Oh, really?
Then you have to impress them. How about that?
Oof.
So it's pretty much with words.
I'd probably start to sing. I'd sing something stupid like the national anthem.
What's the Russian national anthem?
Yeah, what's the Russian anthem?
Like, "Das Vedanka." Like, I don't know. Like,
what the fuck? That sounds pretty fucking good.
I don't know. Like, Russian.
Speak Spanish for me. He's like, "I know Spanish."
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I don't know either. Right? I'd show him how average my dick is.
Okay.
I'm like, "Look at it." He's like, "That's..." He's like, it's pretty average.
He's like, "You know what? That's the most average penis I've ever seen. You passed."
He's like, "That's..." I mean, like, "You want to see my hairy asshole?"
Yeah, right.
"I got one too, bro." You know what I mean?
I can't really do anything like out of the ordinary that... I can burp on command.
I can do this, bro. This is really fucking cool. Ready? Watch it.
You'd start doing that and he'd just be like... And kill him. Like, do that the whole time, too. Yeah. Even while it's going into your ass.
You're not even doing it.
Just get faster and faster as he's inserting it. Oh, God.
He'd be like, "What the fuck was that, dude?"
Right?
That's it. That's all I got to show you guys.
I just sit there
that's
in the chair.
All I fucking got.
I just sit there and just go.
Oh, that was cool as shit.
That's it.
That was kind of cool.
That's it. And then, do you think it'd kill me?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, he'd kill you.
Get the fuck out of you, bro.
Yeah.
I think you're dead where you stand.
That'd be so tough. You'd really have to be like, you'd have to be a singer. There's nothing else you could do. Like, I guess if you're like, do you got a deck of cards?
Like, you'd have to have a hog and be like, look at this meat. He's yeah. Like, holy shit.
Ooh, foreskin. I could be like, I have 4 inches of foreskin.
That you could tip tie is into just, a knot.
Yeah. It's balls, tip, and then foreskin, all the rest.
You know what you should do? You should see how many ping pong balls you can stuff into your foreskin and then tie it into a knot.
I'd say a solid 4, and I could show them.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's a really funny bit. I think we should do that.
Okay. Yeah. Who's going to play Putin, Eric?
Have you ever – he's yeah, yeah, 100%. Have you ever stapled or glued your foreskin shut?
Shut? No.
So just 4 inches of
– Yeah, no. It usually just – it kind of just closes and it gets so like dry down there that it kind of just shrivels up.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. Okay. We should get off that, right? Whew. That's right. Bring up a topic. This episode is going to be something called about a Putin torture. Chuchin Porcher? Yep.
Okay.
El Chapo's wife is doing 3 years in prison. You know why? For not fucking talking.
Oh, for real?
That's what I saw. I don't know
she's
if it's
a
true.
Beast,
yeah,
dude.
Like,
holy shit, she didn't snitch?
I from what she's I've seen, she would have done a shit ton of time, but she agreed to some deal where they're going to do 3 years, and they said you can do like something else if you just say this and agree this, you were here, you saw this. And she's like, no, give me the 3 years. Fuck you guys. And I don't know how true that article is, but that's what it said.
Good for her.
Right?
Good for her.
What a boss bitch.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know.
I'm not going to tell on El Chapo. If I'm his wife, you know how many connections that motherfucker has in prison? Like,
yeah. I mean, one of El Chapo's hitmen has a YouTube channel, I'm pretty sure, right?
I don't know. Is that true?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Really?
It's like a popular – not popular, but like he was a really prolific assassin and hitman and killed hundreds of people.
Oh, I've heard
about
it. And
now he has like a YouTube channel.
I've
he has
heard
like
something
tattoos
like
on his head and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like a psychopath.
I thought El Chapo's like gangs were still a thing.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking Mexican.
Well, I hope I get a fucking girl that won't snitch on my entire cartel process, because that's a real woman there. You can get fucking – you probably could get paid for some of that info. You know what I mean? Fucking – no?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's see. If Loki fucks Sylvie, is it incest?
Okay.
Like
okay,
that
okay.
Bomb?
For the unacclimated, Sylvie is an alternate reality Loki that is just a female version.
Yeah, she's essentially Loki's DNA, but there's a switch in parts of it where it goes to female, different mannerisms.
I gotta say it's weird. It's strange.
Right?
Yeah.
So like they kissed at the end of season 1.
Yeah.
Intimately.
Yeah.
They definitely love each other.
He definitely –
well, he loves
he
her.
He definitely touched the meow.
Oh, yeah.
On his way out.
He definitely nutted to her.
Oh, yeah. You ever grab the meow like that? You ever just, like, grab it? You ever be, like, making out with a chick at a party and just, like, grab it?
No. With my girlfriend, yes, but not
– no, just, like, a random.
No, definitely not. What about you? You've Donald Trumped her in the clam?
I've reached for meows. But, like, yeah. You know, they you know, kind of, like, led me there.
Well, I have been led there by somewhat random girls. Yeah. But I haven't, like, just gone for it.
My boy was really into the clubs a couple of years ago. And he would tell me, he's like, dude, girls, they make out with you. And then they want you to grab their pussies. I'm like, for real? He's like, yeah. He's like, dude, I had my hands down, like, 4 girls' pants that night. I'm like, really?
That kind of unlocked a memory in my head that I might have suppressed for some reason. Yeah. Or maybe I just got really drunk that night. I don't know. But I was at a club in Manchester 2 or 3 years ago, and a girl was really grinding on me. We were dancing hard, and
she's like, grab that shit.
Well, like, I was just, like, kind of, like, my hands were, like, on her hips type of thing. And, like, she was, like, kind of guiding my hands. And then she did that while we were dancing.
Yeah,
it was, like, to the motions of the dance. Yeah, and I was like, well, this is cool. This is a new.
Yeah, this is new.
This is new. I haven't.
I've unlocked a new kink.
This is a new special move.
This is a new move.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what I guess I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a couple.
What made you think of that?
I don't know.
just kind of popped into your head?
Kind of popped into my head, yeah.
Yeah?
It's kind of interesting.
So Loki fucking Sylvie is incest.
I'm thinking he grabbed the meow. That's why I brought it up.
Okay. I say that's – I hope they don't keep going with that in the second season.
I wouldn't mind it because it seemed like a genuine love. I just don't want them to have kids.
I just don't want the – I guess that's a good point. Mm-hmm. It seems like they genuinely like each other, but I don't want like
– Well, Sylvie's dead now anyways.
No, she isn't.
Yeah, she's definitely dead.
What makes you say that?
I mean, she – look what she did at the end. She killed that guy. She's dead. 100%.
But they didn't – She should be alive still.
No, I think she's like, gonna be gone.
No, yeah, she's dead. She's dead. Okay, yeah. I guess maybe if they just didn't set it up that she was the alternate Loki, it wouldn't have been as weird as it was. But
I mean, they even mentioned it on the show. The guy, what's his name, like Morbius?
Yeah, he's like, you love yourself.
He's
or
like,
whatever.
That's so fucking weird.
Right.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard of in right. my life. He's like, you made out with yourself?
Yeah.
It's strange.
He's like, you're so narcissistic. Fucking, what's his name?
He called him out hard.
Yeah. I love good. That actor. Owen Wilson, that's his name. I love yeah. that guy. He's a great actor.
Great actor.
He
dude.
Did die in that, right?
No.
But he like, he fake died, went to the world, and then he didn't die again at the end?
No.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't remember him at the end. Yeah, fuck, I forgot that.
It was
okay.
like an alternate reality. It yeah. like reset to something else.
Okay.
But no, I don't think he even died at the end.
Yeah, no, I don't think he did either. Now that I remembered that. So since we won't stay on Marvel shit.
Yeah, because we do this every fucking week.
Dude. We barely touched on this on the Patreon episode last week.
All right,
that cool. since it isn't getting released to the public, I just want to say Spider-Man 3 looks phenomenal. They released the what is it? Reveal time? Something like that? The time of the whole...
The running time.
Running time. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the third longest Marvel movie.
Oh, that's good.
That's amazing
That's
to
really
me.
Good. It needs to be that long.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of story to tell.
They have to answer so many things.
Yeah,
they have to answer so much shit. So I'm excited as fuck. I might even go see that in theaters, dude.
When is it coming out? When is it dropping?
I think December 21st, I want to say.
Theaters are expensive, bro.
They are.
It's like 15, 20 bucks a ticket per person.
Which actually isn't that bad. There's some even in the middle of the country that are like 40, 50 because I think they just need money. And,
yeah.
You know?
Remember like, when tickets were like 7, 8 bucks?
Bro, this is the Derry Cinema Theater that was just right a few, like half a mile down used to be 7 bucks, but they shut that shit down.
In high school, there's a movie theater next to the high school. It was a Showcase Cinemas. And they used to have like every Tuesday or Thursday, I don't remember which, it was like $4 or $5 movies. So I would just go. We would just go. Like, oh, fuck it. One movie's out. And we just watch right. whatever movie was available.
Dude, I've done that when I was younger too.
Fucking
like
dumb shit. You know?
I had fucking money. I think I like sold a shit ton of, it was a good week type of thing. I sold mad shit. And I just was like, yeah, I took out like a girl and then her friend was paying for her own ticket, but they went out with us and we just went to the movies and decided when we got there. I love that shit.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot more.
Because you're like, oh, if it's a terrible movie, we'll be in it together. I don't know. We'll fucking do this shit. Yeah, Barney's back. Didn't even mention it, but.
Barney the Banana?
Barnabas, a.k.a. Barney.
Barnabas the Banana.
Barney the Banana. We had him like 50 episodes ago.
Yeah.
He's back now. Never literally, actually. 55
Where'd you find him? Where was he?
At a fair, actually. The Derry Field.
What do you mean? Like, what was he like? Under the bed or some shit like that?
Oh, you know that box that I always kept in the corner?
Oh, he was there?
Stuffed in the bottom of
That's
it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I just didn't look at it since I opened it. But yeah, okay. Off of incest.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. This was the last thing because I want to do bingeables after this because I've watched a lot of shit recently.
All right, word.
We'll touch on a few things just here and there. We won't spend time on a lot of it, but I watched Hawkeye episode 3. It's exactly what we thought, dude. Like, yeah, it's Ronin shit, but it's a family show. It's not like
–
it's not what
– It seemed lighthearted.
Yeah.
Like
I wanted it to be
shit.
More badass, more Ronin-based. It's not like – Ronin has a lot to do with it because he's righting the wrongs of Ronin type of thing, but – It's just so family friendly. It's a bit much. I wanted more. Still watching it. Still will continue to watch it.
I'll give it a shot. I kind of took a break from all the Marvel stuff lately.
You got to take breaks from that shit. You know what I mean?
100%.
All right. So this movie was advertised like a motherfucker.
Okay.
On Netflix.
Cool.
Called The Power of the Dog. It's with Benedict Cumberbatch, who's actually Doctor Strange.
Benedict Cumbersnitch.
Yep. Yep. He's the main character. So it's – you want to take a guess? The Power of the Dog? What type of movie do you think it is?
The Power of the Dog is a
You're going to laugh when you hear what
it's a rom-com.
What it actually is.
No, I don't know.
It's not a romantic comedy. What setting do you think it takes place in?
Takes place in a city.
Okay. The Power of the Dog is about Benedict Cumberbatch in like the 50s as a cowboy in the Western. It's a Western movie.
Okay.
And it's about...
Hate it. I already hate it.
Give it one more.
Okay.
It's about his brother.
Okay.
Is also a cowboy. I think they're like, they're ranchers. They run a farm shit.
Sure. Whatever.
And he meets a girl that he has move in with a kid. And Benedict Cumberbatch hates her. That's the fucking movie.
He hates the kid?
He hates the girl and the kid. But he likes his brother, so he like tries to put up with him, but he's just a piece of shit the whole movie. That was one of the worst fucking movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
Hold on, hold on. So who's the enemy?
There kind of isn't one. He's the enemy, if anything.
Well, is he like abusive?
No. Just mean. Just says mean shit. It's rated R, too, and they say...
So why does she live with them?
Because she likes the brother, and the brother was like, move in with us.
Oh, and she's fucking the brother?
Yeah, she's fucking the brother, and then the brother like really likes her, so he wants her to move in, and it was so bad. Like, I watched
awful. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's a little over 2 hours, and I gave it all 2 hours to see, like...
And how did it end? How did it...
Spoiler. I can spoil it, right?
Spoilers. He kills the kid.
No. He fucking hates the kid the whole movie, right? He hates the woman and he hates the kid. The woman's a booze bag and he can't stand her. So she's drinking. He's talking shit to her. He's downgrading her. What's the word? Degrading. Degrading her the entire movie. Downgrading. And randomly at like the hour 40 mark, he likes the kid now. And he's like, okay, well, your mom's making you a pussy. So hang with me. I'm going to show you how to be a fucking man in the West.
Is it a boy?
Yeah, in the Wild West. He's like 16, you know?
Oh, okay.
This skinny little fucking pussy-ass kid.
He's
a bitch. His fucking dad committed suicide, so he's just like a trauma, skinny little...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Lives with his mom. Like, he doesn't, like, know anything else, so he tries to teach him to be like a man. And then
the kid dies.
At the end of the movie, right? So
the kid dies.
Hold on.
Tell me the kid fucking dies.
The kid doesn't die. Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch dies, but it's the stupidest reason, right? So he takes hides from animals because he's a rancher.
Yeah.
That's his profession. Mm-hmm. So he shows the kid that, right? Now the kid does it on his own with a few other animals, random animals he finds. And then one day, all of his hides gets sold to an Indian from the women because the women hates Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
They hate each other. So he starts crying because all of his hides were sold because he needed them to make like a rope or something.
Yeah.
So the kid's like, use my hides. I've skinned some animals. And he got disease from the skinned hides that the kid skinned and he died from it. End of the movie. Worst fucking movie
I've ever seen in my life, dude. Hold on. So he teaches the kid this fucking thing.
Yeah.
The kid does it on his own. Doesn't do it the right way.
No, because he chooses animals. Like, you have to have a selective process with the animals you choose. You can't just go after any random animal.
Okay.
And the kid does it to random animals.
And he does it, like, with an animal with rabies.
Exactly.
Rabies pretty much fatal once
you
get rabies.
It was like anthrax comes from animal disease. It was that.
Okay.
And it killed him. He got really sick at the end of the movie, and he just died.
So, and what, he's on his own. He's like, son, come here. And again, the kid comes closer. He's like, don't be a bitch. And then he dies.
He didn't even say goodbye to the kid. He was trying to make the rope for the kid. He finally did it with the skin that the kid provided him. Didn't even see him before he left. Was brought into town, and then died in town. It was really bad, dude.
That's it?
Yeah.
And what happens next?
The movie ends, credits come up.
So he dies and the movie ends.
He dies. It shows the kid. I guess he's learned maybe how to be a man a little more than before. The mother's still drinking. The brother didn't understand why his brother died. End of movie. Credits. It was the stupidest movie I've
ever
seen.
That's awful. That's almost like, I wish you didn't even tell me about that. Yeah. I honestly kind of wish you cut that to yourself. That sounds awful, dude.
That's like, I wanted to bring it up because
that's
the
shittiest movie I've ever heard of.
It's Doctor Strange. Like, he's such a good actor. And even in the movie, he's a great actor. But the writing was so bad.
You think he got paid on that movie, though?
Yes. The budget was $31 million. I looked it up because of how disappointed I was.
You looked it up. You're like, what the fuck was this movie worth, dude?
I guarantee they paid him $25 of that $31
million. I hope. Yeah. Would you do it for $25
million? 100%, dude. Yeah. I'd do it for fucking $10 million. You know? Even because that was that bad. I think under $10 million, I don't know if I'd do it, but it was really bad. Yeah. You watch any good shit recently? You want any bingeables?
No.
Guess what I watched? First episode.
What?
Arcane.
Oh yeah, how'd you like it?
Loved it.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Going to keep watching.
It's really good, huh?
Yeah. I watched it a little, I was baked and I was kind of falling asleep, so I need to rewatch it. Yeah. But I loved what I was seeing.
The animation is fucking great, dude.
Great animation.
Really
dude.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. All the music is original.
Right.
Dude,
I played League of Legends too, so.
Or you have played?
I played a shit ton, dude.
Really?
When it first came out, yeah. And really? I think it was 2012 or something. Yeah.
That's when I was playing too.
Yeah. I played a fuck ton.
Wow. That's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
While you were playing back then, I was also playing back then.
Yeah.
Still play now. Word.
Yeah. Looked like you were going to say something.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. A few other movies I saw that were horrible. Equilibrium with Christian Bale. One of the worst movies I've ever seen. Again, watched it because it was Christian Bale. I was like, oh, word, this is going to be great. Terrible. It was a knockoff Matrix, basically. What else did I see that was terrible? Voyager with Colin Farrell. It's about humans going to space to discover a planet. Terrible. Horrible movie. So bad.
Have you watched any fucking good movies?
Nothing good, dude. That's what I wanted to bring up.
That sounds awful.
I was like, I went from Always Sunny, Hawkeye, Voyager, this awful Netflix movie.
The one movie you were watching when I came here last week that was just random bullshit.
That was the best movie I've seen recently.
Seriously?
And it was bad.
It wasn't awful.
It wasn't awful.
Minor bit wasn't bad.
That movie actually ended pretty poorly, to be honest.
How'd it end?
So
they all come together.
They went on to two more tales after the one you saw. Mm-hmm. The one right after the one you saw where the old dude shot that guy that was like going to kill him and he fell into the hole. The one right after was great because, well, there's two of them. One of them, it's Liam Neeson and he's taking around this kid that's an amputee. He has no arms or legs. And he ends up throwing him in a river. It's so funny because he can't swim. So he just...
Wait, he throws an amputee in the river?
In the river, yeah.
I want to see that. That sounds hilarious.
It's hysterical.
Is it as funny as it sounds?
Well, they don't show it. So,
no,
but it's really funny. It's really funny because Liam Neeson stops by this river and the amputee's looking out. He's like, what are you doing? And he doesn't answer him. And he takes this giant rock and just throws it in the river and then just watches it. And he's like, that works. And then it goes over to the carriage and then it just skips to the next scene and he's not in the carriage anymore. I was like, that's hilarious.
So wait, why was he with the amputee in the first place?
That was his show. That's how they made money. The amputee would go around telling stories about why he's amputee and Liam Neeson would like make music in the background because you had to do that for live show in the old days. So that was like how they made money.
Can you imagine that being like a fucking clown? And he just killed him for no reason?
And yeah, I guess he just didn't want to take care of him anymore. He found a fucking... like a chicken that could like do math. And he's like, well, this is going to make more money. So I'm just going to get rid of this
amputee. This guy that I have to take care of and wipe his ass and
feed him
and give him some of the money.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
This chicken won't ask for shit.
Won't do shit.
That's
barely
actually
to take
funny.
Care of
I
it.
Like that.
Hilarious. That
did it end with like, did he end up dying at the end of the movie? Or like,
no. Yeah. Liam Neeson that's the end of that cut. And then the next one, it was even better. Just this woman and this guy that love each other. It just ends where the guy's like, if the Indians come and you think I'm going to die, you got to shoot him in the head right here between the eyes. Shoot him right here. And since he said that to her, she thought she meant right here in her own head.
her own head?
So she
to herself?
Yeah. She's like, Indians.
Oh, my God.
Great movie, dude. Great movie.
That sounds hilarious.
And then, yeah, the last one was so weird. They were just
I kind of like
you should
that.
Watch it, actually.
I think I might watch that.
Like,
that sounds pretty funny.
It's called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, and it's so unorthodox that it keeps your attention the entire time.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. Yeah. Should watch it. But that was the best shit I've seen in the past, like, fucking month.
That's awful.
Right?
I'm so sorry to hear that, dude.
Yeah. I was like, damn, I'm usually on a roll with good shit, and now it's like.
Oh, you watch any of those hentais I send you?
No, man.
You're like,
I didn't.
No,
I should have. Yeah,
you fucking liar.
I should have tried to.
You're a lying ass bitch, bro. You watched them all, bro. Don't.
No, I actually kind of forgot. What did you send me the link on? Was it through text?
I forgot to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta. I gotta try one.
Last week we had this moment where Eric was like, "You won't put on hentai right now." Yeah. I fucking did.
And he did. I did.
It was like, how many people were here? Like six?
Yeah, there was five or six of us. Yeah. And had a little poker night.
Yeah. Everyone's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Like, he told me I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do it.
No, that was hilarious. I think, Jake was even just like, "What the fuck's happening?"
Yeah, Jake, like, Jake was serious. Like, he was on his phone. It's just like,
yeah, he didn't really. I don't know. Me and Jake are more of a, when we're together, we'll talk realistic shit, political shit, chess, just stuff that's actually happening. Play video games, talk shit about things. But when it comes to like fucking around, throwing weird shit like that on TV, he tunes out. He's like, nah, like.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming from the guy that watches videos of people dying, but that's okay.
Exactly. It's a weird like forte.
It's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch people getting skinned alive on Facebook. But
hey, that's entertaining. That's real shit.
Yeah, I guess.
I'd eat some human chicharrón.
Yeah.
I really would.
What if someone cut off like a human arm and they're like, "You have to eat this or your family dies."
Easy.
Yeah?
Easy, bro. I'm like, "Can I cook it myself?" They're like, "Yeah." I'm like, easy, bro.
All right, what seasonings you put in?
All right, great. So here, all right. So I'm glad you asked.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. Okay. So how do you eat a human arm?
Yeah.
First of all, where are we going to cut it? We're going to cut it at the elbow?
Well, I'd say we're going to cut at the elbow, and I feel like we need to get the bone out of there, or are you going to leave
it on?
No,
you're going to leave the bone in. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. It's a big bone, dude.
Does it's it... not. It's two. It's one,
yeah,
two.
They're good size.
Yeah, but you still got plenty of meat on the show. Okay. Why are you going to take out the bone? How are you going to take out the bone? You're going to butterfly it?
I'd say, listen. I'd say you fillet and take out the little bone. That's what I would say.
You're jumping too far ahead.
Okay, yeah. All right,
listen.
Lay it on me.
So let's talk about the cut first. Let's talk about the logistics of it. First of all, hand off. Or you can keep the hand off as decoration.
I'm keeping the hand off.
You're cutting it off?
That's a bit much for me.
It's a bit much. Yeah. It's a bit strange. Okay? So I personally would cut the hand off, maybe make it into little chicken nuggets with bones in them. Kind of little bits and pieces.
Okay.
Well, whatever.
Chicken fingers.
So chicken fingers. Ayo. Okay, cool. So hand comes off. So it's going to be from the wrist over to the elbow. And I think I'm going to also do over to the shoulder. Let's do a full cut.
Okay. The bicep is going to be nice. Bicep and tricep. That's exactly. Good meat.
So we're going to boom. And when you cook it, it's going to fold up like this. It's going to like this. That's how it's going to be when you cook it. So you cut off the hand. You cut it at the shoulder. You have to go around the shoulder blade. You have to go around the shoulder socket, excuse me, right? First thing you're going to do is torch the hair off. There's a lot of hair on human skin.
Yeah. I feel like you have to skin it first.
No, you're going to keep – I'm keeping the skin on, baby.
Get that shit out of there for me. I'm not keeping skin on.
Keep the skin on, baby.
No, thank you.
All right, then you can eat somewhere else.
All right, yeah. All right, bro, I'll eat the left arm. The left arm I'm skinning.
No, you could just take the skin off, dude. Just eat around the skin.
Human skin, I would imagine, is not like chicken skin. I think it's a bit thicker.
It's like pork skin.
Yeah, I think thicker than that.
No, it's not.
I think it's like horse skin.
It's not thicker than pork skin, dude. It's not thicker than pork skin.
You think? I feel like it is. No.
If anything, it's leaner than pork skin. Pork's like, dude, come on. Like, me, you, like, I got a little bit of fat. I don't got an inch of fucking fat on my
I don't think you could tattoo a pork. I mean, a pig.
What do you mean?
You can tattoo humans because they have seven layers of skin. Well, they have like
15. But it doesn't mean that it's thick. Because I have seven layers of skin doesn't mean it goes down for an inch. I have seven layers, but I mean.
Well, I still think, okay, you might be right, but we don't have to dwell on it.
Okay, either way. Maybe you go with a knife and you run it along the top and you remove the first couple layers.
Okay, maybe I'll, yeah, all right.
Maybe.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Accommodating for me. I appreciate it.
But first you got to go with the torch. There's a lot of hair. There's a lot of hair follicles on human
hair.
You got to go with the torch and really burn those out. Maybe take the first layer of the skin off with the back of the knife. Just fucking run it along. Okay. If it were me preparing it, I would probably open it up at the bottom here and here. I'd season it. Just basic seasoning. Salt, pepper, lime.
I'm doing garlic and onion powder.
You gotta go garlic. Fresh garlic. Onion. Celery, carrot, you know, yeah, it's gonna be like a roast.
I'm good with carrot. I don't know. Celery and carrot might be a bit much with me. I don't know if I want the roast.
What do you mean? It's a cut of meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Celery and carrot is amazing flavor.
I treat it as it's a tough meat, so it's almost like a kangaroo type of meat for me.
No, what? Dude, no. Human meat is like, it's like pork, bro.
No, yeah. It depends what depends who you're chopping into, I would say.
Yeah, bro, me, I'm going to be like a nice.
Okay, you're using your own arm in this scenario.
A nice, juicy pork.
I
it's
like
a nice,
that.
Juicy pork,
okay,
bro.
I immediately think it's an athletic arm.
Dude, no, even if it were, it's not going to be the toughest piece of shit ever. It's going to be
I say the
be
muscle.
Soft. It might be a little, you know, fibrous.
Yeah.
It's going to be fatty, soft.
The fattiness is going to be there.
It's going to taste like chicken with a consistency of pork. That's what it's going to be like.
I don't know. I'd imagine it would be like a flank steak almost.
No. Yeah. Man, you're tripping. We're not red meat, bro. Well,
think of like the muscle, though. Think of the muscle. The muscle is going to be tough. The core muscle, all the around the muscle.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a fillet. It's going to be a little fillet, of course.
Okay, so that's, I guess, what I'm thinking of. And I think in forearms especially, there's a lot of muscle in here.
There's a lot of meat, bro.
Yeah, so I don't think it'll be – I don't think this is pork. I don't think this is pork.
Yes, it is.
I don't think so.
I do.
All right.
I do. I really do.
We should test this.
I think we should test this out. I think we're going to figure this out.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I'm sorry.
Stuff it with garlic. Stuff it with celery and carrots because you want it to absorb that flavor.
Damn, yeah.
Cook it at 270 for 3-5 hours.
Damn, you're slow roasting.
Big time. Take it out, let it cool, cut it at the elbow, and then from here, since it's cut, like you said, I think there's some validation to the bicep. It's probably like a little fillet.
Yeah,
you're probably gonna want to pop it out and have that be its own cut.
Okay, you know what I mean? That's like that's you sell that separately.
that might be separate. So I get it. The rest of it though is gonna be nice and fatty and juicy and it's gonna taste really good.
Okay. Now what if you're eating the Rock's arm? Would you prepare it the same and season it the same?
Oh, the Rock's arm, I'd have to tenderize the fuck out of it.
Exactly. That's the tightest. That's gonna be exactly. That's gonna be a whole different preparation, a whole different seasoning. I feel like that's
well, but not any more than a normal steak. I mean, we're not.
No. I wouldn't say more than.
And even then, I think it's not even going to be close to a normal steak.
I was going to say
a steak and a pork.
Yeah, you probably have to cook it at a lower heat because of how tight and lean that's going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that'd be tough. But okay, yeah. I guess if it was my own arm, I'd probably prepare it pretty similar to you. But I don't know if I'd stuff it. I would slow roast and. I'd put some things in there with it, maybe just onions and peppers, but.
No, you got to roast it and you got to make a gravy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Big time. Nice. Maybe a light side of mash.
Yeah.
Or a side of rice.
Okay.
Fried pineapple rice on the side with a little vinegar to cut the acidity.
I feel like you should do the side should be another part of the human body, like the tongue.
No, the side is going to be a coleslaw with vinegar. And a biscuit and gravy.
What if you only had to use the human anatomy?
Ooh.
So I'd say like ears would be really good, like cartilage, right? Fry the
ears.
Have
you ears. Ever eaten fried ears?
Fried ears, yeah.
Fried ears are actually really good.
Yeah, I've had pig ears before.
Do you like it?
Yeah, pretty good.
It is really good.
It was a bit much. I feel like mine were like really salty, but it was good. I'd eat it again, probably prepared a little different.
Yeah, I agree.
But I feel like really human ears would probably be kind of similar, you know? A lot of cartilage.
A lot of ridges, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There'd be a, what's the word? Like the tissue would be like a bit like stiff in some pieces. So you'd have to like, yeah, that'd be kind of gross, actually. Yeah. Now that you say that.
I feel like the human tenderloin piece of meat would be right here. Shin.
Right.
Little muscle in the back right here. That'd be the tenderloin right there.
How do you think our organs would taste?
Now, those are just giblets, bro.
Yeah, livers and kidneys would be disgusting, I think. But I feel like our hearts would be really tasty.
I mean, hearts are big.
Yeah. And it's all nutrients, bloody.
Have you had chicken heart? Really good.
Very long time ago. I don't remember it.
It just tastes like chicken, chewy chicken.
Yeah, I feel like I remember like biting in. It was like almost like biting into like a chicken popper, I want to say.
When I was in middle school, this kid was like, watch this video. And it was a video of a guy.
I don't know if the mic is picking that up.
This guy hooked up a cow heart to a car battery so it would pump and get warm. And then put his dick inside of it. Yeah.
So he'd fuck like a warm...
A warm cow heart, yeah. Or pig heart. I think it was a cow heart, though.
What disease you think he got from that?
I don't know.
Mad cow disease?
I saw those images burned into my mind.
Oh, that's disgusting. You saw images.
So it's like he had the cow heart on the table, like in like wrapping paper, like butcher paper, dude. And then he had the car battery on the side with the fucking positive and negative hooked up to the heart, and the heart was boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop, pumping. So wait, but wouldn't that just mean that he's sticking his dick in blood? Wouldn't that be flowing blood in there?
I don't know if there was blood in it. You can
okay,
know.
So we drained it. I mean,
when you buy meat from the grocery store, it doesn't have blood in it. Even if you buy heart, it doesn't have blood in it.
Well, I'm they thinking that it. This guy might have had a farm and he might have just like killed the cow and then dissected it. So if he bought the heart from a grocery store.
Actually, that's a really plausible theory.
Yeah, because I feel like farmers have some fucked up tendencies.
You think that's his car battery from his own car?
Yeah, from his pickup. You know, yeah, he's like his tractor.
I'm taking this out. I need to fuck this heart right now.
I have to do it. It's I have just
to, and upload it to the internet.
And upload it.
For little kids to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was pretty traumatizing.
You know what? If my girlfriend died.
What the fuck?
And
are you okay?
Wait for it. And she's like, I want you to take something from me to remember me by.
Oh.
I would
what are you taking?
Right? I'd cut her head off, right?
Whoa. What
hold
the
on.
Fuck?
After dude? She's dead, of course. And then you kind of like stuff it so it's like a Magra Shah that you can put up on the wall.
Oh no.
But you keep its mouth open and then you fuck her head. So this Bedford, New Hampshire woman, this was wild when I read this, dude. So she's been living with a dead person for 5 months. So she's being charged with abuse of a corpse, which I didn't even know was a thing. Mm-hmm. But it makes sense because I bet morticians probably fuck corpses and stuff.
Isn't that what you were just talking about?
I guess, yeah. That actually sums up what I just said in a sentence. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
How the fuck can you live with a dead person for 5 fucking months? Like, I have so many questions when I see that headline.
Yeah.
Like, one, did no one check to see if that person was alive for 5 months?
No.
Besides for the person they were living with. Like, they must have had no other family, correct. I guess. Okay. Yep. So that would be that case. Two, the fucking smell.
I mean, all right.
After a week, it's terrible.
Let me ask you a question. If you didn't respond to any phone calls or any texts for months, who do you think would be the first person to knock on your door? Jake, probably, right?
My father.
Your dad?
My father.
You think your dad would knock on your door before Jake did?
My father would knock on my door if I didn't respond in a day. But if it was serious, if he like tried to reach out to me a couple days ago, then reached out again, and then today he reached out and was like, I still haven't heard from you. What the hell is going on? He'd come here, kick that fucking door in. Yeah. I love my father.
Cool.
Yeah. What about you? Jake would definitely be second.
Jake, I thought Jake would be here first. Yeah. People would be like, what the fuck? Yeah. My mom. Robbie Parnara. Probably Robbie. I think Robbie would probably be one of the
You think he would before like any family members?
Yeah, because sometimes my dad will call me and I won't pick up and I'll just forget to call him back and it'll be like a week later. I'm like, oh, I got to call my dad back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's like the stipulation for me with that is my dad would have to reach out to me first.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be times where I haven't talked to him in 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
He wouldn't check on me in that scenario.
Right, exactly.
That case, Jake would 100% be the first person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if Jake would come here. I feel like Jake would probably, he'd keep reaching out to me. And then after like maybe if it's a third day of no responses, he'd probably reach out to my family at that point.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much in the same timeline. Yeah. After 2 or 3 days of no one hearing from me or seeing me on anything,
right?
It'd be like, what the fuck is up with? Is he okay? And then like, call my mom. Panar would call my mom. My friend would call my mom.
You want to get really dark for a second?
Cool.
If you died, how long do you think until everyone you love got over it?
Ooh,
that's pretty dark.
Yeah, that is super dark. That's kind of tragic too.
That's really sad.
I think a lot of my really close people in my life would never get over it. I don't think Robbie would ever get over it to an extent.
Wow. Okay.
I don't think my mom would ever get over it. My dad would never get over it. Parnara, which is one of my best friends.
Yeah, I have a sad response to this.
I mean, when I say get over it, I mean like the trauma no longer.
Well, I'd say like they settle with like, because like we've both had friends pass. I've had best friends pass. I've had
that's
a lot
true.
Of friends pass.
I've had a friend kill himself.
So. Exactly. I have two. And it took, with some cases, I think the worst case was about 2 years where I was actually comfortable with like talking about it.
I guess. That's true. Yeah. I guess like a couple years maybe. Yeah.
I would say, and this is fucked up, my father would get over it much quicker than anyone else. Despite what I just said previously.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
He's a robot. He thinks, like, he doesn't show emotion. He's never said I love you to me. I've hugged him once in my entire life. I've only seen him cry once in my entire life. Like, he's a guy. Like, he's the old generation's man. So he would get over it pretty quick. My mother, scarred for life. Brother wouldn't give a shit. Sorry, that sounds dark.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, he wouldn't give a fuck. Jake, I don't know. I think Jake would probably be in that 2 years.
Jake would never make another friend.
I think it'd be in that 2-3 year window, to be honest.
Do you think Jake would make another friend like you? I don't think so.
Like me? No. I'm irreplaceable, bro. I don't think so. I'm irreplaceable, but
I really don't think. I think Jake would be like, okay, that was my boy, and I'm never gonna have a friend like that again.
I would say that he would.
He's gonna have kids, and that's it.
He would have a lot of close friends, but it would be in the girl. He'd probably be much closer with Haley or with whoever girl he may be with. Yeah.
Yeah. So, totally agree.
Yeah. I don't know why I wanted to take that dark turn, but if we were on that level, I was like, you know what? That's a weird question.
No, I don't think anyone would miss me, man.
Yeah, right?
I don't think anyone would, you know?
Yeah. I can't say, though, like, out of that a handful of people, like, all the people I went to high school with, they'd probably get over it pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, who gives
but
a
I, exactly. Like, I wouldn't expect them to fucking dwell on it, you know? Like, I'd be like, yeah, I hope you guys remember the good times.
Well, I mean, we're literally all going to die.
Yeah, exactly.
As quickly as we came into the world.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we should actually wrap up kind of soon.
Cool.
Let's see. You got one more for us? What, you want one more funny one, or what do you think?
Yeah, let's have a funny one. I don't
know. Well, these last 6 or 7 or so are kind of dumb. Well, Carol Baskin's husband, remember how, like, her husband died and everyone knew, like, oh, she fed him to fucking tigers? Mm-hmm. He was found. In Costa Rica.
Oh, he's alive?
He's been living there for 20 years.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. He's alive?
Changed his identity. The lawyers and detectives, they found him.
Is he going to be charged?
I don't know, because he's in Costa Rica. I don't know if you can...
Like the statute of limitations.
Exactly.
He should be safe by now.
Exactly. So I don't think... I think
Good
he got
him.
Away with it, right?
Good
yeah.
for him.
He got away with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, he's a piece of shit for sure, but I mean...
100%, yeah. And I don't give a fuck about Carol Baskin, you know? I don't never even fucking watched that show. Shit's fucking redneck. For me, I don't like
redneck.
Yeah,
get her done.
I thought that was mad funny though. Everyone who said the Tiger King series now kind of lost a lot of weight because he's been found. That was a huge point of the show, and now who gives a shit? Like the second season's doing horrible. So
oh really?
Yeah, it's doing really bad.
Fucking cares.
Exactly. Like
the Squid Game is the most. Speaking of just like
series
that I bought, Squid Game is the most watched piece of media ever.
Ever.
Ever in recorded history.
Ever. That's amazing. Good for that fucking director, dude. That guy was fucking and the fucking lead actor. That guy like. He got a
Those
lot of shit.
Made money, dude.
Yeah, he's made a lot of Korean movies and wasn't that blown up. And it's sad it took it to come to America for it to blow up globally because I don't think it was that popular in like European countries.
Dude, Korean stuff, Korean media is exploding for like the last 5 years.
Yeah.
It's just all over the place.
I'd say the last 2 years specifically is big, big, big.
But it started before that.
Definitely.
Which is what I'm saying. Like the ball's been rolling for a while, but it's really big right now. I like it, you know. Something someone told me like 3 or 4 years ago, he told me Korean fashion, Korean media is going to be part of mainstream media soon. Mark my words. And he told me that.
Is it not already?
Well, at the time, it wasn't. At the time, like, it was just...
Oh,
like,
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Like, especially Korean fashion. Korean fashion, we're starting to see a lot more. Like, Korean fashion, Koreans were really into nice masks.
Yeah.
Even before the pandemic.
That yes, actually, yeah. Well, yeah, I know a lot of that's kind of Japanese, Korean, Chinese.
It's an Asian thing.
Yeah, yeah. They do have
because
a lot of
they value the work. They value the work that you do, and they don't want you to make other people sick, so they miss their work.
And well, there's a lot of them that I've heard someone explain this because there were people that used to interview Jackie Chan, and they were like very stereotypical interviews, like.
Yeah.
Oh, like now that you're Chinese and coming over to America, how much has your career changed? Instead of asking him genuine shit type of things. There was this Asian interview with subtitles.
Yeah.
And they were talking about it, and Jackie Chan was talking about the pandemic. And he was saying, like, yeah, he's like, when we used to shoot sets my entire life, half the staff was masked up at points because, like, we understand that all of us, the billion or so that there is, we're constantly doing shit. We're constantly moving around, seeing people, touching things. Like, people can spread shit even if they're not sick.
Yeah.
So they've been practicing that since probably before fucking – like, they probably had masks before masks were even a thing, like, 20 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, masks have been a thing in Asian communities for a long time.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, this is nothing new to us. Like, this is fucking – you guys should have been on this train. Like, the fuck? And I agree with them, to be honest.
Yeah,
big time. Last thing. Jack Dorsey is stepping down as CEO of Twitter. Do you think it's going to change?
Number one, I'm not the biggest fan of Twitter. Never really use it that much. That being said, I don't think it'll change much. Twitter is one of the biggest platforms in the world right now, and that's just because it's so available to everyone. You can watch porn on it. You can do comedy on it. You can do literally anything you want except for kill people on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you can even do drugs on it. You can smoke meth and post it on Twitter.
Yeah, there's people dying on Twitter. There's a lot of fucked up
shit. There is people dying on Twitter. They just don't remove it.
So I kind of think that it is going to change.
I don't think so. I hope it doesn't, at least.
To your point, due to the popularity. So if he's stepping down as CEO, it's going to a board. I think they're just going to try to make money off it. Twitter's not going to be free anymore. There's going to be a premium shit. They're going to be
It's already like that.
Well, it is, but this explicit
Twitter, like, blue, that's what they call it.
Yes, right. I don't think that there's going to be this, I don't think safe content is going to be a thing. It's going to be all safe content now. I don't think they're going to allow not safe for work content.
Oh, like Facebook. Well, even Facebook's kind of brutal.
Facebook has its exceptions too, Private groups and shit like that. They don't have private, I guess private Twitter account, maybe. Mm-hmm. You could probably get away with that, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe in private accounts they still will, but
yeah, maybe.
I don't think public shit's going to be allowed anymore. I think they're going to take all that shit down.
I hope not, personally. I kind of like the way Twitter is. Yeah. Even sometimes I'll log in and just browse because it's funny.
Right. I don't know. I always say I follow Twitter strictly for music and to stay entertained, entertainment purposes. Mm-hmm. I always say that I follow is Black on Twitter, and they're always in the Black community speaking about things on the Black topic, so I go there for a lot of that shit as well. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope it doesn't change, but I think it will. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Thanks for tuning in to The Brutal View. This is another week, another episode.
Do shit.
Yeah, we didn't do anything, and we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Tune in next week.
Love you guys. Alternative Original, Loyalty Over Money. Shout out to our affiliates, Amazon Music,